back to the wrong funeral. That's right. To my church family, thank you for the beautiful reception and the incredible love and support you showed me last Sunday. Celebrating this milestone with my church family made this day really, really special for me. Especially want to thank Peter and all the volunteers who helped with the food and the decorating and clean up. And I'm going to tell you what, that wasn't that a good feast? That was made by a chef. Amen. Amen. You made it a truly remarkable occasion. Thank you for all y'all believing in me, supporting me, and celebrating with me what God has done. I'm deeply grateful and blessed to be part of such a loving church family. And I signed it, all my love, Bishop Dr. David Linton. And if I'm going to put Dr. Linda said she can't wait to get some mail in. So if y'all want to send some mail, the Dr. and Mrs. David, Bishop Dr. or Dr. David Linton, either way, Dr. and Mrs. David Linton, she can't wait to get some mail. So if y'all want to send some, that's fine. I'm going to put this up there. Also, when I started in the SHARP program many, 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 many years ago, 8 or 9 years ago, I can't quite remember, the very first guy that I came in there to see was a wild man. He had a mohawk, and it was sticking straight up, and it looked like he wanted to be left alone. And I sat down and said, Lord, what have I got myself in? And through a couple of years, matter of fact, it happened quick, but also within a couple of years, he became one of my dearest friends and one of my dearest brothers, and he goes all over states now talking about the goodness of God and deliverance from drugs and alcohol. Kevin Cook. Kevin, you need to come up here. Stand right there. Well, you got to say something. You pick where you want to stand. Okay. She said yes first, and I said yes next. He called me up and said, I'm getting ready to get married. I said, congratulations. I said, you don't have to know where I can find a preacher, do you? That was open. That was right open there, bro. That was so fun. We're going to do something today that's very special, and we want to make it very special. Today, we're getting ready to install some deacons. And so many times we've just kind of thrown it by and just kind of, you know, put up here and talked about it a little bit and it went on and no more. From now on, when you get a spot in this church, you're going to be celebrated. No matter what it is, you're going to be celebrated because it's important that we all know what you're doing and we all celebrate it with you. Whatever it is so important. And so first I want to start with a little funny. Then I won't be funny anymore. At least for a few minutes. One morning, a deacon was asked to go to the airport to meet a preacher who was coming to his church and conduct a revival. He went, but was not sure what the preacher looked like. He carefully examined the passengers as they exited the plane. He was anxious to pick up the man who was going to entertain him, but this man he had never met. He didn't know who he was looking for. So he started looking around, and he selected a likely-looking fellow, and he said, pardon me, sir, are you a minister? No, sir, came the reply. My indigestion makes me look like this. Like the guy that went into the seafood restaurant. Oh, a man, he had a bad attitude. He went to the seafood restaurant and he said, "Do you serve crabs in here?" And the woman said, "Sit down, we'll serve anybody." I knew y'all would get it. Yeah. Where my stool at? Yeah. I'm going to sit down for this one. This is so important. Like I said, we want to make sure that we honor our workers. No matter what you do, no matter how small it may seem. You know, I went to my trash men, my garbage men, during COVID, and I gave them something. And I said, "Guys, do you realize, I know you feel like you got a thankless job." I said, "But, you know, you've got the front line on this COVID control." And they said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah, who you think's picking this stuff up instead of letting it hang around? And you're endangering your own life picking up some of this stuff." And I said, "I just want to let you know, if nobody else thanks you, I thank you because you're doing such a great job." And one of the guys actually walked over with tears in his eyes. And he said, "Thank you, man." You know what? Everybody works for God. They're doing a mighty job. Even if it's cleaning the toilet, if it's picking up trash on in the pew, if it's singing, if it's playing, if it's doing the deacon's job, if it's doing the ladies' ministry, whatever you do, it is so important. And we can't do it without you. Amen? So God put a body together, and it said it had many parts, many callings. And so some are going to be deacons, some are going to be on a board, some are going to be on a ladies' ministry, some will be whatever, but that's part of the body, and putting together, it makes one body that can operate. So today, get your Bible out. Turn to Acts, chapter 6. That reminds me, that man broke into this old lady's house. And when he broke into her house, she said that the preacher told her that if you ever get in a bind, just find some scripture you got and quote it. And she couldn't even think of anything but one verse. And so while he was in there going to get her, she hollered, Acts 2:38. And he threw down his gun and said, "I'm sorry." And he held up his gun and they called the law and said, "Please take me away." And they said, "What in the world? That old lady got you like that?" She said she had an axe and 2:38. All right. Acts chapter 6. We're going to slow it down a little bit today. We had a bang up service last week. Wow. Very emotional. Very powerful. Acts chapter 6. "In those days, when the number of disciples were multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, 'Is it not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables?'" There's a lot more to serving tables than you realize in this scripture. Whenever God has something and calls it out, it's very, very powerful, and it's got a lot of meaning to it. "Wherefore, brethren, look out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom you may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves over continually to prayer and to the ministry word, and to saying, please the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon." And I'm telling you what, I'm glad I ain't got to call them all the time. "And Parmenas and Nicholas, proselyte of Antioch. And when they sat before the apostles, when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them, and the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith." Now you got to see, this not only took care of business, but it also helped the church grow. Amen. Look at somebody and say, "I want to help the church grow." Amen. So just quickly, I hope it's going to be quickly, because we got, it's kind of a long little bit to do, so we're going to go ahead and try to get along with it here. Deacons, ministry to people. That's what deacons do. Amen. Deacons, People, listen carefully. I'm going to give a description of deacons. I'm not sure how many has heard this. So many times we pull out the deacon and we want to beat somebody up with the Bible. Beat them up and say, if you can survive the beating, you can be a deacon. Amen? This ain't what this is about. This is about powerful ministry that a deacon is called to. Not that he's perfect, but he's called to something. Deacons, people who lift what matters. Now, I want you to see this. Now, this is such a powerful, powerful thing, a very powerful day. Come on to work there, bad boy. Come on. Come on. There we go. The ministry of lifting. You see, every growing community reaches the point where their work exceeds their hands. Everybody. You got a good business going, you're going to need to hire people. Today, we're going to celebrate something very, very beautiful. It is, we're going to celebrate the calling and the character and the commissioning of deacons, men who step up to one of the most Christ-like ministries in the entire Bible. And it's the ministry of lifting. Amen? Every organization, whether a business, family, team, a church, eventually reaches that moment when the work grows bigger than their hands can handle. So God sends more hands. Acts 6 is a practical solution to a real problem. Now, knees were rising, people were overloaded, leaders were stretched thin, and the mission was at risk. Let it sink in. The church's mission was at risk. They were growing, they were doing good, but now they've hit this impasse. And because they've hit this impasse, they've got to do something. They've got to change something. They've got to figure something out. And so they go to God in prayer, and God gives them Holy Ghost wisdom. So the apostles did something wise and humble and practical. They said, we need help. We need partners. We need people who can lift what matters. And that's where the ministry of deacons was born. Deacons were not chosen for status. They were chosen for service. When I got that degree last week, it hit hard. Man, it hit hard. It's been hitting hard all week. And when people say, hey, Doc, I'm going, who are you talking to? But I can promise you that it doesn't go to my head because it's not status. It's there for certain. And I want it to remain that way my entire life. Deacons, y'all know what this is about. Y'all guys serve faithfully. You're quiet about it. You do things, you know, today we're going to recognize the calling and the character and the capacity of deacon. Now let's look at, I want to break down that word deacon, okay? So let's just break it down. Let's do a little exegesis of deacon, what deacon really means. And I don't always like to put the Greek word up there, but I think I need to put the Greek word up there this time. And it is diakonos. Diakonos is where we get the word deacon. It means servant. It means helper. It means one who runs toward the need. Kind of like first responders. They run toward the accident. They run toward the house on fire. They run toward when they hear heart attack. They run toward it, not away from it. And when the house is burning down, these guys run to it. They don't run from it. A deacon is the same way. It's one who runs toward a need. It's one who literally in the Greek, kicks up dust because they move quickly to help. You've got papers in your, hope you see the papers in your bulletins. The papers in your bulletins have got this in it, some of this stuff. So go ahead and follow along with me. This is so important. I want everybody to know this because like I said, from here on out, I promise you, we're not going to take anybody lightly. If you're doing something from God, we're going to celebrate you. Amen. So deacon is not a title, it's a posture. It's not authority. It's availability. That's a powerful, powerful thing. It's one thing to have the name. It's another thing to be available. Amen. I know y'all guys, the guys we already have, take this very seriously. I can call you in a moment's notice. You've got something. I just got them all on the text, and I can start texting, and within 5 minutes, whatever's going on is being handled within 5 minutes. Because this group of guys, they're here. Say, what do you need me to do? Show me what we need to do. Let's talk about it. Or I say, what can we do? And before long, they got it going. They got it going on. It's because they realize that they're going to be available and they're there for service. You see, your church in Acts 6, they had a big problem. I love this. Let's put it back there. Put that back. Deacons, servants who strengthen the church. You know, Acts 6 content, the early church had a problem. Growth started happening, and growth creates gaps. Some widows were overlooked, and some leaders were stretched very, very thin. Again, let me say it, I can't say it enough. The mission was at risk. Solution, choose servants who lives. The apostle says, we cannot let anybody fall through the cracks. Deacons are God's answers to overlooked needs. Deacons are God's hands extended. Deacons are God's ways of saying no one gets left behind. When a deacon steps in the ministry and saying, I will lift the hurting. I will lift the overlooked. I will lift the weary. I will lift the ones who cannot lift themselves. This is not a small work. This is a holy, holy work. So now, deacons actually, I love this. Deacons see what others miss. They notice the overlooked people. They pay attention to the quiet needs. I've had some of the deacons come up to me after service and say, you know, I haven't noticed this person had this need or this family had this need. You think we ought to do something about it? Yes, sir, let's do something about it. That family never even came to me. That family never said a word. They saw it, and they acted on that need. And when that need is not apparent, and you come to us and tell us, we'll do our best to act upon it. They pay attention to quiet needs. They protect the vulnerable. So here's the challenge to deacons. See the invisible and notice the unnoticed. Now, here's the challenge to the church. Let them know when you need help. I've heard people complain and say, nobody helped me. Nobody helped me. And I say, well, did you tell anybody you needed help? Well, no. How many times you been sitting with your wife or with your husband and you go, is everything okay? Yes. Are you sure? Yes. Well, you ain't acting like it. I said everything's okay. And you go, well, I'm sorry, dear. Did I do something wrong? No. Well, please tell me. You should have known already. No, I didn't. If I'd have known already, we wouldn't be having this conversation. If you see you've got a need, you're going to see there's plenty of deacons you can go to. They can't always give you the answer at the moment, but they can connect to a very powerful, powerful train. And when that train hits the tracks, I promise you, something powerful is going to happen. Amen. I've seen it many times. The deacons pull together and I hear, whoo, whoo. And it's on like Donkey Kong. Those guys got it. Amen. Let's go back. I'm almost through. I said almost. That don't mean a thing. It would help if this thing would work a little better. I think something's covering it. I'm not sure. But just look at that. I can't read it from here. Amen. Deacons serve without a spotlight. They wait on tables. Wait on tables. Well, let me explain this in the Greek. It's a little bit more than just waiting on tables. It's feeding, making sure people are fed, not just physically, but spiritually. They're there to help. They manage things. They care. They're there for reconciling. They're there for protecting unity. Remember, a deacon moves toward the mess, not away from it. So here's the challenge. Deacons, serve or no one see. And challenge to the congregation, please honor their service. Don't talk about it. Don't get upset. Go talk to them. You got a problem? Go talk to them. Say, look, I got this problem here or there in the church, whatever. Go talk to them. Don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. Just go talk to them and or me. I'm not keeping me out of it, but these guys are here for a specific reason, and they're awesome at what they do. The deacons were appointed in Acts chapter 6. Needs were met, burdens were lifted, and the mission exploded. The ministry is not background work. It is not secondary work. It is not optional work. It is a mission-advancing work. When the deacons, I'm sounding louder now, good. When the deacons serve, the gospel spread. When the deacons serve, disciples multiply. When the deacons serve, the church grows healthier, stronger, and more effective. Deacons don't just lift tables. They lift the mission of God. Come on. It'll work eventually. Here I just said it. When deacons serve the church grows. When burdens lifted, the unity is protected and the mission advances. So the challenge to the deacons, your service strengthens the whole church. And the challenge to the whole congregation, serve somewhere. Lift something. You know, have you ever been knocked down? I learned something a long time ago. Whenever I get knocked down, while I'm down there, I pick something up. Think about it. You get knocked down, while you're down there, pick something up. There's always something you can learn. There's always something you can do. There's always something. If God allows you to get knocked down, there's a reason. And while you're down there, figure it out. Let God take it. So I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready. Getting ready to close. You know, deacons are some of the closest people to imitate Jesus. The greatest deacon that ever lived was Jesus himself. He said in Mark 10:45, the Son of Man did not come but to be served, but to serve. That word serve is the same root word for deacon. Jesus was the first deacon. He washed feet, he fed the hungry, he touched the hurting, he lifted the broken, he carried the cross. Deacons look like Jesus because deacons serve like Jesus. And it is a powerful, powerful, powerful thought. Here we go. Closing thought. There you go. Deacons are not just titles. Not just titles. They're towels. That's not a typo. You know, a Baptist preacher, a Catholic priest, and a rabbit go in the bar. And the bartender says, what will you have? The rabbit said, I think I'm a typo. No, the blood bank, excuse me. The blood bank. I got it all mixed up. The deacon and, sorry, Lord, have mercy. Start over again. Please start over again. The Baptist preacher and the Catholic priest and the rabbit went into the blood bank and they looked at the rabbit and the rabbit said, and they said, what type are you? He said, I think I'm a typo. Get it? Typo. I'd have been never use. All right. Jesus didn't hand out titles. Jesus picked up a towel. And today we honor those who lift like Jesus. In just a few minutes, we're going to have these guys stand up here. And it's an honor an honor for me today to be able to do this. To our deacons that are installed today, lift people with compassion, lift burdens with humility, lift the mission with faithfulness, lift the name of Jesus with your life. You're not stepping into a position, you're stepping into a calling. You're not stepping into authority, you're stepping into service. You're not stepping into a title, you're stepping into a towel. And I ask God to use you mightily. Candidate commitment, serve with humility, see the overlooked, protect unity, support the mission. And the congregation commitments, ready? Pray for them, support them, and follow their examples. I'm getting ready to call them up right now. Just give me just a few, another couple of prayer, top prayers and stuff. We're going to do it, okay? Here it is. Prayer commissioning. Lord, strengthen their hands, steady their hearts, fill them with wisdom, fill them with compassion, and fill them with courage. And right now, here's the benediction. I want the guys to come up. Ready? Here it goes. Our benediction today. May God give you eyes to see needs, hands to lift burdens, and a heart that reflects Christ. Go in unity and in strength. All right, guys, come on up here. And your wives, come on up here. Y'all stand right in front of the... And right, no matter what order, as long as you're standing with your wife, it don't matter what order. Right here, face the congregation. I'm coming down with you. I'm just trying to get sure I'm getting in the right spot. My guys are looking good. You know why, don't you? Because you got your wives beside you. After much prayer, deliberation with the guys, the current deacons, praying to God, y'all guys were not lightly chosen. It's a very powerful thing, and we all trust you tremendously. And we know y'all guys have proven your ability. You've proven it already. Now you're getting a chance to put it in more operation. Amen. Today we set apart these three individuals and their wives as deacons of this church, not because they are perfect. Listen carefully. If you think you got to be perfect, then I'm leaving. Not because they are perfect, not because they seek recognition, but because they have demonstrated a heart to serve, a willingness to live, and a character that reflects Christ. Guys, y'all ready for some questions? Okay. Who is buried in Grant's tomb? No, I'm playing. I'm telling y'all to be solemn, and I'm cutting up. I'm sorry. Just answer I do, okay? Do you commit to serve this church with humility, integrity, and compassion? Do you commit to see the overlooked, lift burdens, and protect the unity of this church? Do you commit to support the leadership, strengthen the mission, and serve as Christ served? Y'all get ready. I'm going to ask y'all some questions. Do you commit to pray for these deacons and support them in their ministry? Do you commit to honor their service and follow their example and work together for the good of this church? Amen. Other deacons, come on up here with me. Fine-looking group of guys. The reason I called all these guys here because they're going to help me pray for these other guys, but there's something else they didn't know was coming. Spread out. Let's see, there's two of y'all come over here. Y'all two on the end. Y'all two on the end. Come over here. There you go. Look at this fine group of people here. Awesome, awesome, awesome. God, we thank you for these servants. Strengthen their hands, strengthen and steady their hearts. Fill them with wisdom and compassion and courage. May their service bring unity, healing, and growth to this church. Bless their families, protect their minds, and guide their steps. We set them apart today for your work and for your glory. In the precious, precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Let me be the first to congratulate y'all guys and to have three more awesome, awesome, awesome deacons. God bless you, bro. God bless you, bro. God bless you, bro. Y'all come on up and give the Lord a hand. Y'all run through one time and shake their hand. There you go. There you go. Y'all come on through and shake their hand, and I'm going to give them something. Don't go anywhere, y'all, once they shake your hand. Don't go anywhere. God bless you. What do you do? That's right. That's right. God bless you. What's that? God bless you. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Just like his pop. That's awesome. Oh. That's awesome. Yes, they are. They're awesome. I bless you. I bless you. My mighty brother, how you doing, man? Looking sharp. Yes, sir. You better. I couldn't stand it. I gotta dunk you and hold you down. I gotta hold you down until the water stops. And then no. I'm playing with you. We'll work it out. We'll work it out. Well, I got to go somewhere after church, but I'll talk to you this week.
Okay.
Y'all got to stay. Oh, you got to hug their. You got to shake their hands. Yeah. You're awesome too. I'm gonna follow back and clean it up. You look. How you doing? You're looking great.
I love it.
Look, you keep him straight. We know everybody says that. Keep them straight. All right. Where did Benny go? Get back up here. Get back up here. All right. Now, the other stuff, I got other stuff for all y'all too, but it got put on back order. So you're getting something else afterwards. But here, and I got to wait because it needs one more signature. But there you go. There's a certificate. And the certificate says, it says, I love these guys. Certificate of deacon installation. This certifies that Brandon Richards has been successful. That's not successful. Has been prayerfully. Yeah. You didn't know my doctor at the end of my doctor degree was Seuss, did you? Dr. Seuss. All right. Has been prayerfully selected, affirmed, and set apart to serve as a deacon at Every Christian Church. In recognition of a life that reflects humility, integrity, compassion, and a heart to serve, this individual is entrusted with the ministry of lifting burdens, supporting the mission, caring for the congregation, and embodying the spirit of Christ-like service. Based on the example found in Acts 6, 1 through 7, and the calling expressed in the word diaconos, one who serves, helps, and moves toward the needs of others, this certificate acknowledges their commitment to seek the overlooked, serve without spotlight, protect unity, strengthen the mission, lead through example, lift others. Presented this day, March 1st, 2026, Pastor David Lynn. He who wants to be great among you must be your servant. And I've got one. Go ahead. That's cool. That's good stuff. And I've also got one for everybody. Not everybody's it. Y'all never have one either. So there's Wayne. And there's the hammer. And let's see. Did you read the fine print? Well, then you can't read the fine print. Good. Look, Jimmy Walker and Frank Richards. Steve is not here today. We got to get Steve to sign it, but we got this thing. And also it was so awesome. Nikki said that the first time Wyatt came to church here, he said, I want to be here and I want to grow and be like my granddaddy who was a deacon. So today, all right, fellas, y'all are dismissed. Go on down there and start doing something. What's that? Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. That's right. And every church don't have a junior doctor. Linton. All right. Before we close, I do want to ask, is there anybody here that needs God to do something special for them? We do not want to leave this service without, come on up here, DC. Come on up here. We don't want to leave this service without, if somebody needs a touch from God, that we pray for me. I'm going to get all the deacons up here to pray for you too when you want to come up. Go ahead. Come on. Get Kathy. Kathy is in the hospital. She has an obstructed bowel. Let's remember her. Anybody else have a special need? Frankie? Will you come stand up on behalf of her? Who else? Okay, come on up. Come on up. That's right. All right. Let's remember Kitty also. My wife and I are leaving at 2 o'clock. We're going to go up there to see her. And we talked to her on FaceTime, and she just could barely respond. So we're going to go up there, and we're going to be with the family for a little while. So we'll be back. We'll be back Tuesday, but you got a fine group of deacons to help you along the way. Yes. Awesome. Where's little Walter at? Did she what? Okay, what about you, Walter? Y'all pray for you. For her. Okay. Y'all ready? Okay. Come on, little Walter. Father, we love you. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for Johnny and Juanita. You know their needs, Lord. She needs a touch in her heart, Lord. Johnny needs a touch, Lord. We ask you right now, Lord, to minister to them. Meet every need in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it mightily right now. It's already done, and we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for touching Kathy, Lord, and for touching Catherine, Lord, blessing them in a very powerful, powerful way. Touch Kitty right now. Touch Lisa. Touch Gil. Lord, you got this. We know you got it, and we trust you right now, Lord. Touch Nikki right now, Lord. Bless her. Touch her body. Lift her up. And where's little Walter? I saw him coming up. Bring little Walter up here. Hey, bud. Hey, bud. Can you come to me? All right. And Lord, touch little Walter. Bless him and heal him in the name of Jesus. That was a quick prayer, but that was good. All right, y'all. Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. God is so good. Now, there's one more. There's one more initiation for the deacons. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to serve you as pastor, and it's an honor and a privilege to have such a fine group of people, period. These deacons are above, they're just awesome, and I thank them for it. And I thank God for using them, and for y'all, all y'all have done something here. We got a resident chef. We got to know who to go to for a chef from here on out. He told us that Wednesday, he told us that Tuesday night when we found out that we were going to have this service, he said, "Can I do it?" He said, "Can I do it?" He said, I want to do that. He said, it's going to be an honor. And I thank him so much. And everybody that helped him, it was very awesome. So we're going to go ahead and crank up service. Remember, pray for me and my wife. We're leaving at 2 to go be with Kitty. And at least spend some time with her. And like I said, we got a chance to talk with her briefly. But she did respond. And that was great. And so we're going to go try at least be there for her in her last moments, because it looks like this is it for Kitty. Unless God does something, this is it for Kitty. And we're going to trust God to either heal her here or heal her on the other side. Amen. And whichever way he does, ask him to touch her children and bless them too. Right? So we're going to get down. We're going to say the Lord's Prayer. After we say the Lord's Prayer, which one of the new deacons wants to dismiss in prayer? I know y'all are trying to look out for each other. Okay. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch a deacon by his toe. If he hollers, let him pray. You're going to do it. Are you going to do it? Did you say you were going to do it? Did you? Hey, raise your hand. What now? Okay. Wyatt, You do it. But after we say the Lord's Prayer, then you dismiss us in prayer. Ready? Here we go. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not.